I want you to be comfortable. Just relax. Don't let anything get in the way. I want you to take a deep breath. Inhale slowly. Exhale just as slowly. Take two if you need to. If you have any thoughts or concerns or feelings, breathe them out. Once you've done that, I want you to look at your hands. Look at the backs of them. Turn them over and look at your palms. Stretch your fingers a little bit. I want you to understand that as of right now, you don't have control over your hands and fingers. I do. They may be attached to you, but they're mine. And they are going to listen to everything I say. You had a chance to back out of this, but now you have no choice. You have no control. I tell you what to do now. I want you to lie your hands on the top of your thighs, palm down. Just rest them there, and keep them still, and don't do anything with them until I tell you to. They feel a bit limp, don't they? They shouldn't feel like they're easy to move, and they wouldn't be, since you can't move them anyways. I'm going to ask you a few questions, and you're going to answer me truthfully. What's your name? Your first name, that is. If I'm going to control someone, I need to know who they are. You're lucky. That's an attractive name. Had it been one I don't care for, I could have walked away and left you without the use of your hands. But I like it just enough to keep going. My name is Kat. Who I am or where I come from is not important. All that matters right now is that I am in control. If you would like to address me by name, you're allowed. You may also use Princess instead. That's about the only choice I'm going to afford you. Are you a virgin? Are you really? I'm not entirely convinced. I'm willing to bet a boy like you is reasonably attractive. His being a virgin, I don't know how much I believe that. But I will give you the benefit of the doubt until you give me reason to suspect otherwise. Have you had any remotely sexual experience? First, second, third base? I trust you. Don't give me a reason not to, and we shouldn't have any problems. Especially not if you want me to take you to third base tonight. When was the last time you masturbated? 3 whole days. I really do have my work cut out for me after all. That's enough questions for now. Are you ready to listen? What you're going to do now, if you have a belt on, unhook it and toss it to the side. It's not important. If not, or once you have, you're going to unbutton your pants, leave your zipper alone, just the button, and put your palms back on your thighs where I had them. When you have your hands back into position, I'm going to do something with your hands. First, I want you to take up your dominant hand on its matching thigh and press your palm down. Push the heel of your palm upward, down towards your knee, as far as it will go, and then reel it back. Keeping the pressure applied, pull it back to the top of your thigh and repeat. With your non-dominant hand, I want you to lay your palm across your crotch area. And you're going to do the same motion with your other hand. Pressure down. Heel against yourself till your hand is in between your thighs. Then bring it back to the top of your groin and then repeat. Start now. Good job. Keep going, and I'll let you know when you can stop. Alright, now you can place your hands back where I had them. That felt nice to start off with, didn't it? It's nice to get some attention after all these questions, I bet. What I want you to do now is take your non-dominant hand and as much as possible attempt to cup your groin with it. Try to cup as much as you can in your one hand. Lift your hips a little in your seat. Once you've done that, I want you to squeeze yourself. You're going to squeeze as tightly as you can, you understand? Here's how it's going to work. You're going to use both hands again. When I tell you to start, you're going to squeeze tightly. Hold that squeeze for 10 seconds, count them in your head, and release for 10 seconds. When you release, change hands, then repeat until I tell you to stop. You understand? You may start now. Alright, you can finish your last squeeze. Did you like how that felt? I have a feeling you like being groped like that. Are you starting to get hard? Hard already? I'm not sure I told you that was alright, but you are a virgin after all, so I'll allow it. Do you have a good outline of your erection in your pants? Good. We're going to do another two-handed exercise. I want your non-dominant hand. Cup your testicles through your pants in it. Try to fit as much of them as possible. Lean your hips forward a bit if it'll help you adjust. Your other hand is going to feel its way around the outline of your shaft. You should make sure that your hand is only on the shaft and not on the tip or the head. And then what you're going to do is carefully knead at your balls with your fingers in a rolling motion. And while you do this, you're going to squeeze at your shaft from the top. Most importantly is that you're doing this all over your pants. No cheating and slipping them inside. You can start now. Okay, you can stop. That was even better, wasn't it? You're so cute sitting there, unable to keep from doing what I tell you. Would you like to undo those pants a bit more? I'm sure you would. But why do you want your pants undone? You'll have to tell me specifically. Poor thing, you're all stuffed up in there, aren't you? Well, since you're honest, I'll let you. You're allowed to undo your zipper and shuffle your pants onto your upper thighs. You can let your erection breathe, but the top of your pants should be no farther down than the underside of your balls, and your underwear are to stay on, you understand? I'm willing to bet you sprang up a bit when those pants came off, didn't you? We're going to stretch some muscles now. I'd like you to put both of your hands up on the desk, just for now. And we're going to use your Kegels for a bit. I'm going to talk to you for just a small while. And while I do, I want you to roll your hips a bit. As you're doing so in your seat, I want you to squeeze your Kegel muscle. It's the one you can expand and contract in your groin that will make you bob back and forth. I want you to start doing it and keep doing it and making yourself switch back and forth without your hands until I tell you to stop, okay? Look down at yourself, twitching in your underwear for a bit. Isn't that nice? Now, I can bet you're starting to feel a little damp at the end of that head. Does your head mushroom up nicely? Can you feel it starting to swell as you squeeze that muscle? Very good. Would you like me to use your hands again? You should probably say something if you want me to, though. Very good. You're learning. I will, yes, since you said please. It's not too hard, is it? No. You can relax your hips and start squeezing for now. You should be springing it up enough so that there is some space between the underside of your shaft and your groin, yeah? Good. Now what I'm going to do is take your non-dominant hand and wrap it around your shaft. The bottom of your hand with your pinky finger should be at the very, very base of your groin. Wrap it around with your hand over your underwear as tightly as you can. What I want you to do is keep your hand absolutely still. You're going to move your hips. Keep your arm as steady as you can and pull your hips away from your hand into your seat, and your shaft should move in your hand. Keep going until the part of your hand with your thumb touches underneath where the head starts. Then go back. Repeat until I tell you to stop. You can do this as fast or as slow as you like, and you can start now. Good job. Keep going. Alright, you can stop now. You're good and hard right about now, aren't you? Are you as hard as you can possibly get, or should we keep that underwear on a bit longer? Good. Take one of your fingers, touch the very tip where your slit is. Hopefully you're at least making a nice little wet spot in your underwear where you're just begging to be let out. Cute. Touch that wet trail a little, especially if it runs down the underside of your shaft. At that part just underneath the head that's really sensitive. Rub your finger a little there. Make sure it's nice and wet there. Very good. Would you finally like for me to touch without anything in the way? I bet you do. You've listened to me well enough that I suppose I can let you. So here's how you're going to do it. You're going to take both your hands and hook them into the hem of your underwear. Very slowly slide them down over your erection. Once you're past it, once you're going to take them to where your pants are, leave them just a little higher. What I want you to do is pull the hem up so that the hem of your underwear is underneath your ball and props and lifts them up. Make sure it's bunched nice so it keeps your balls nice and tight. You got that? Good. How does it feel to be so out in the open now? Are you ready for me to touch you now? Okay. What I'm going to do, I'm going to take two of your fingers, your thumb and your index finger on one hand, whichever one you like, and I'm going to put them at the very tip of your head. One should be on the underside and the other one should be on the top side. Give it just a little squeeze. Is the sensitive little head now exposed too? I bet that feels lovely. Let's get your hand nice and slick for now. I want you to take the hand that you usually don't masturbate with and form a ring with your fingers. Should be a little smaller than how thick you are. Your thumb tip and the tip of your index finger should be touching, and your other finger should be in line with your index finger. And I want you to take the hand that you usually do masturbate with and lay its fingers across your balls, which should be held up by your underwear. Then I want you to slowly lower that non-dominant hand onto your head. Make sure your hand is nice and tight, and imagine that right now. I've got my hands on your shoulders, pushing you back, and then I'm about to lower myself onto you. Keep pushing down. Slide it down your shaft into the base. While you're doing this, drum your fingers across your balls gently, like you were tapping on a counter. You may stroke for a little while, as long as it's slow and steady and tight. You can start now. Keep going. Nice and slow now. Feel your fingertips on your balls, and when you stroke, pull up just underneath your head, but not over it. Alright, you can give yourself a little break. Was it nice to finally have your cock touched? Give your balls a squeeze or two before we move on to the next. You're gonna use both hands again. Are you large enough to fit both or part of both of your hands on yourself at once? Take one hand, palm down. Make the same kind of ring with your thumb and your index finger. Slide it down over your head and down your shaft. And make sure you feel everything on the way. Keep going until you reach the very base. Its palm should be lying somewhere on your groin, and the ring around the base of the shaft. Push that hand as far down into your groin as you can. Don't hurt yourself, but keep a good pressure. Now take your other hand and curl it around your shaft, just above the ring with your other hand. As if you were holding something still with the one hand and keeping it upright with the other. The side of your hand should be touching the top of the other, and while you keep the one hand firm against your groin, I want you to start twisting back and forth around your shaft. Don't go too quickly. But you don't have to be slow about it either. Like you're opening a doorknob. You can start now. Make sure those twists are nice and slick. If it gets a little dry, rub your palm on the tip of your pre-cum, makes it moist again. And then go back. Twist, turn, move your hips a little if you'd like. Make sure your hand pushing on your groin is squeezing the base of the shaft nice and tight as you're twisting. Alright. You can give yourself a little rest. How are you feeling? It's okay to make a little noise if you need to. Now we're going to do something a little more intense. Take one of your hands and feel your balls. Find one and feel it gently between your fingers. Massage it and caress it in your fingertips, and you can alternate them if you like. With your other hand, I want you to take your index finger and your thumb again. Put your thumb just underneath the little lip part on the back of your head. Now take the index fingertip and touch your slit. Make sure you gather up as much pre-cum as you can on it. And then slide your finger down until it's in that sensitive part of the underside. Press your thumb firm into the back of their shaft. and then press your index finger against the underside. Use your thumb to keep it still and move your index finger in a circle shape on that sensitive spot. Spread that pre-cum around and keep moving it in circles. I bet that feels good, doesn't it? Your most sensitive place, and I'm rubbing right up against it. I bet your balls feel nice and heavy too. It's been 3 whole days after all. Make sure you're not forgetting to rub them and feel them. We want them nice and tight up underneath you. Keep going, you're doing well. You can handle it. Make sure you're putting on the pressure. Okay, now stop. How are you feeling right now? A little bit tense. The things I'd do to your body if I were there, your whole body would be under my control and not just your hands. I bet you like a hand job from me, wouldn't you? I have soft, smooth hands. I bet you love to have all that stress and tension worked up out of you. Would you like it if I emptied those big balls of yours? Would you like it if I milked you dry? Let's work on that a little then. We'll pick up our pace a little bit. We need to get you nice and bothered. So let's take one hand and put it back on your balls. Cup as much of it as you can. Take your other hand, preferably the one that's already got lots of pre-cum on it, and slide it back down onto yourself. Now you're going to lightly squeeze those balls, really gently, and curl your other hand tightly and slowly pump it onto yourself as though it was mine. Move very slowly. Make sure you've got your fingers tight. Work your way down to the bottom, making sure your other hand is giving those balls tight little squeezes. Now if you're going to stroke yourself for a little while, nice and slow, with lots of pressure, I'm not going to let you get off easy. Slowly move top to bottom, back and forth. Don't move your hips yet. Just keep going until I tell you not to. You're doing well. It's a nice, slow milk. I want to turn up everything inside you and fill you up nicely. Keep going. Make sure you're feeling those balls. I want them aching. You can keep going for just a little bit longer. Bite your lip if you need to. Groan, grunt, okay? Make as much noise as you need to. Alright, now keep doing what you're doing. I want you to squeeze a bit harder on your balls. Not super tightly, but enough where you can feel each one outlined in your palm. Use your thumb, move them around inside you a bit if you'd like. I want you to start moving your hips a little now, upward, like you were thrusting toward me. You can stroke a bit faster now. Once per second, but no faster. Don't get any looser. You can twist and shift as much as you need to, but no faster than one stroke a second. Move your hips up and down. Desperately trying to feel all of your big, hard cock in my soft, warm hands. You're doing so well. I can tell by the look on your face that you're starting to feel a little uneasy. But that's okay, because you're going to keep going. That's it. Make sure those balls are getting fuller and closer to the base of your shaft. Again, don't stop what you're doing. We're gonna make things a little difficult now. A little endurance. I want you to stop playing around with your balls and give them some serious attention. I want you to start squeezing them as hard as you possibly can without hurting yourself. Keep that squeeze and hold it. Don't hurt yourself. Get yourself as far as you can and hold the squeeze. You should time your thrusts so that they meet with your hand on your stroke. I want to hear a nice slapping sound. You can stroke faster now, twice a second, if you'd like. Make sure you're lifting your hands and bucking up nice, thrusting into my hands. You're so desperate, but it's cute. Poor virgin boy. Never been fucked. Never been sucked. Never felt real pleasure until I came along. Working his big, aching cock between my hands. Making him squirm. Making his toes curl and his breath short. I love it. I can see how hard it's getting for you to keep going. You want so badly to have control over yourself right now. I can tell. It's written all over your red face. Keep thrusting. Keep squeezing. I'll tell you when you can stop. Not yet. Be a good boy and fuck my hands. Put all the strength you can into those hips. With enough practice, maybe you'll even be able to fuck something better one day. But right now, you're a slave to your hands. My hands. Alright, give your balls a final squeeze and slow your hips a little. Don't slow down your strokes. Answer me truthfully. Are you getting close? Do you want me to make you come? Keep stroking. I want you to take the hand that was on your balls just now. Do like before, where you made a ring on your base, press firmly against your groin. And I want you to keep stroking, but move that hand closer toward the top. Start twisting like you're stroking, just like I taught you before, like a doorknob. And make sure you're covering the sensitive place under the head with the tip of your head poking out of your hand. Start moving your hips again. Thrust upward and forward into those hands. I'm going to start a countdown. You've got 4 minutes. I'm keeping time. It's not too hard. Using my strokes as a timer, quickening breaths of yours. I bet you feel like you're going to lose it any second now. You want to satisfy me, don't you? Twist, turn, thrust, squeeze. You wouldn't want to leave me disappointed, would you? You're almost there. Not quite. Just one more minute. Just one more. Keep stroking. Seconds. Fifteen. Fourteen. 13. 12. 11. 10. 9. 8. 7. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Come for me. Let it all out. There you go. Squeeze it out, every last drop. I want it all. Don't you dare stop until every last drop is out of you. Pull up towards the head. Milk it out for me.